8-for-8 again, ain't no way. We'll do the best we can. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. We're going to preview all 8 divisions and try to see who might win those divisions. It was in this spot 1 year ago. I did talk this out. We went 8-for-8. We even replayed the evidence at the end of the season. You're welcome. I can't do it again, but I'll give it my best shot. I'm going to talk about some of this later today on Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. By the time you're hearing this, you might have already heard the segment. The Cowboys-Eagles game is already done in all likelihood by the time this posts. We are recording September 4th again. Lunchtime, 12:15 p.m. Eastern time. I'm taking advantage of a lunch break, of some of the work being done outside my condo, to do this podcast without you hearing the pressure washers, both from outside. Brandon Legal Group sponsors the Todd Wright Toddcast. They are your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 813-902-3576 to request that free consultation. I'd like to also thank Plantation Palms Golf Club for their continued support of my podcast and my golf tournaments. Todd Wright Tour 52 will be played at Plantation Palms Golf Club on October 11th for a tee time in that event. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for a tee time pretty much any other day at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Visit plantationpalms.net. I'd also like to thank Pin Chasers for their continued support of what we do here in the podcast universe. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com for anything not related to fantasy football. We cover that on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which you can find is 20 plus episodes deep. Fantasy questions. Actually, I take fantasy questions via right.todd@yahoo.com, but I want to make sure you know of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I think most of you do. Right.todd@yahoo.com for anything not golf related. I don't feel as good as I did a year ago in this spot. I didn't think I'd go 8-for-8, but I felt better a year ago about who might win the 8 divisions than I do this year, because I think a couple are coin flips and depend on some factors that I just can't. I don't know. And I hate those three words. I don't know. I understand everything is a best guess, so I'll do my best for you. Let me talk about 5 divisions I feel pretty good about. And these are chalky, but still, I'd rather be chalky than wrong. And I know you're looking for that long shot, or sometimes they don't happen. And more in the National Football League, they don't happen. To me, 5 divisions have a clear team to beat, come get us, and I feel there's a gap. In no particular order, Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay. Come the end of the season, I think those 5 teams will win their divisions again. Now you're saying, well, that's I'm trying to be right. Buffalo and Josh Allen continue to win the AFC East. I love the fact that only 3 quarterbacks have won the AFC East in the 21st century. Here they are: Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Chad Pennington. And Chad did it with 2 different teams. One with the Jets, one with the Dolphins. I don't see enough to make a strong argument that any of the 3 teams below Buffalo can come get them. Buffalo would have to significantly drop off, and I don't see that. I think much like Bulls and the Bucks, they have hit a ceiling, and the ceiling is due to the head coach and the coaching staff, because head coach with a defensive background. They don't get to Super Bowls these days. But I don't see enough going on in Miami, which may be getting ready to hit the reset button. The Patriots and the Jets just hit the reset button. And while there's this faction of people who continue to buy into Mike Vrabel and that he's going to be coach of the year and watch out for the Patriots, if you know anything about this podcast, you know I predicted his firing two seasons ago, talked about how the Titans went from being in the AFC title game to taking a step back every year. He was accountable for it. He's another head coach with a defensive background. I think they've already made some personnel mistakes that perhaps he influenced. So I don't buy into that. The Jets are always the Jets. Their fans know it. And again, the Dolphins are just kind of trying to keep their head above water. And Coach Cool doesn't seem to get it. And just may not know what it takes to be a successful National Football League head coach. So to me, there's only Buffalo in the AFC East, barring catastrophic injury to Josh Allen, could make the same argument for Baltimore. I think Baltimore actually has a little more overall talent than Buffalo. They're better at the cornerback position. Funny, Buffalo and Baltimore are built a lot the same way. Baltimore has a head coach with Super Bowl experience. I think their offensive coordinator is a little better. But their ceiling is Lamar Jackson, going back to the Jimmy Johnson swagger book. You want your franchise quarterback to have two things, accuracy and intelligence. And I don't know that Lamar Jackson clicks those two boxes strong enough. Lamar Jackson also has lost five playoff games. In the five playoff games, much like Dak Prescott's five playoff games that Dak has lost, Lamar Jackson offenses put up roughly a touchdown or less in the first half, putting the team from coming from behind, and he cannot bring them from behind to win. This is also a Ravens team that's synonymous in the regular season under Lamar Jackson for blowing double-digit leads. It seems the closer he gets to the end zone, the less accurate he becomes. I don't see a path to solving that nothing has changed. You are who you are. Cincinnati is a playoff contender. Pittsburgh is a playoff contender. Cleveland is in arch madness. Despite having six quarterbacks in their training camp this year, Cleveland's next franchise quarterback is going to be drafted in 2026, either with their own pick, with the pick they got from Jacksonville, or they package them to move up. I don't think the Manning family wants Arch in Cleveland. I don't. He's not the only guy, but I think Cleveland doesn't have their franchise quarterback yet. Cincinnati can score, but you know, much like the Jets are the Jets, the Bengals are often the Bengals. There are exceptions. There have been good Bengals teams that have gone to Super Bowls. They've lost each time. They did get Trey Hendrickson in. The Bengals do have talent. Most of it is on the offensive side of the ball. Most Bengal fans will tell you, we were fine with Trey Hendrickson going because Trey doesn't help us defend the run. It sounds like Jerry Jones talking about some of the justification for trading Micah Parsons. Cincinnati's corners are very bad. Hendrickson's good off the edge, but you can account for him somewhat. Bengals changed defensive coordinators. I guess the message had grown stale or they needed to blame someone. I was a fan of Lou Anarumo. am I saying his name right? He's now the defensive coordinator of the Colts. The Bengals, often under Lou, would make really good adjustments as the game went on, and it got tougher and tougher to score against them. Maybe Lou just wasn't getting the players he needed. He lost Jesse Bates a couple of years ago in free agency to the Atlanta Falcons. I love how Steeler fans complain that they don't want to hear that Mike Tomlin wins more games than he loses every year. It's not good enough for them anymore. Okay, be careful what you wish for, because whoever your next coach is might put you on a path for multiple years of winning between 4 and 8 games where you have no shot at the playoffs. I do get it. It's been now 15 years since Mike Tomlin got the Steelers to a Super Bowl, and he lost that Super Bowl 2 years after winning Super Bowl 43. I don't see enough that says Pittsburgh wins the division. Again, in overall talent, they don't compare to Baltimore. I don't think Baltimore's defense, look, they've got really good corners. You can run on the Ravens. And that's why when teams get up on the Ravens in big games, they can run on them and keep the ball out of Lamar's hands, out of Derrick Henry's hands. So I like Baltimore to win the division again. Interesting that as of the time of this broadcast, win totals via Hard Rock Bet in Florida, 11.5 for Buffalo, 11.5 for Baltimore. Both overs are juiced. So basically, the odds makers and the public are saying Buffalo and Baltimore are going to win 12 or more games. Who in their division is going to come get them? I don't see it. Let's move on to Houston. Jacksonville, Indy, Tennessee, prove me wrong. I like that the Titans have Cam Ward. I don't know how quickly they can put the right team and maybe coaching staff around Cam Ward to be a playoff team, to be a team that can win this division. I think Indy, this could be a transition year for Indy, and just look at Daniel Jones being their quarterback to see that it is a transition year. Indy, their overall talent level in players is not top half of the NFL. Jacksonville, it's not top half of the NFL. Tennessee, not top half of the NFL. Good offensive line, though. Houston, yeah. Questions about their offensive line? Very good corners. Right there with the Ravens in terms of top corners. Very good pass rushers off the edge. Interior of the defensive line might be able to run on the Texans. Maybe that's the formula to beat them. But look, D'Amico's been head coach for 2 years, and C.J. Stroud's been quarterback for 2 years. It's gone pretty well. They've won two divisions and won a home playoff game each year. I think they do it again. I know they have questions at running back, questions on the offensive line. They're not great at interior defensive tackle, but that's a lot fewer question marks than what's going on in Jacksonville, Indy, and Tennessee is not there yet. I think Tennessee could finish second in this division. I think Cam Ward can do enough to keep Tennessee competitive. Tennessee's win total at 5.5 is 4 less than Houston's at 9.5. I think Houston, the betting line says Houston wins this division with 9 wins, maybe 8. But I think Tennessee can win 6, maybe 7, and so does the line in the betting public. The two NFC divisions, Philly starts at the time of this broadcast defense of their Super Bowl title tonight. Just overall talent level, there's no team with more talent, even though they lost some people. Philly did. They just can't keep everybody, but they draft to reboot next man up at various positions. It's very effective. Their win total, 11.5. The gap between them and Washington reminds me a little of the gap between Baltimore and Cincinnati. Cincinnati has Burrow, Washington has Daniels. But again, the overall talent level. Washington's overall talent level doesn't compare to Philadelphia's. And I'm not just talking about the running back position or the quarterback position. It's the overall roster. Also, from a coaching staff standpoint, Philly does change offensive coordinators. Kellen Moore is now the head coach in New Orleans, speaking of Arch Madness. But Vic Fangio stays there as the defensive coordinator. They promoted from within with their offensive coordinator. That didn't work the last time they did it. We'll see how it works this time. Jaden Daniels going into year two. Washington's talent level, I think, is top half of the NFL. They still can't get after the quarterback enough. Ironically, some would say the Eagles lack in that area as well, but they can come at you different ways. Dan Quinn, a head coach with a defensive background, the last one to get to a Super Bowl. His team blew the 28-3 lead. Washington lost in this spot. If we fast forwarded, if I told you right now we're going to have another Washington-Philadelphia NFC title game, who do you take in that game? You take Philly. You'd probably take Philly even if the game is in Washington. I don't think Washington's going to earn that right. I don't think they're there yet. They're not going to sneak up on anybody now. So I like Eagles in the NFC East. Again, Dallas not a factor here. Giants not a factor here. And the fifth division that I feel really good about is Tampa Bay, which just continues cranking out division titles, but that's where it ends for them. Even less than Houston. Funny, Bucks play Texans in week two. I think Texans have had a better, they've had a better run the last 2 years than the Bucks. The Texans have won playoff games on their home field each year. The Bucks have not the last 2 years. Nobody in Tampa Bay has thrown boat parades for division titles, but for some reason, it's good enough for the Bucks to just stay in the mix. They're not going to pull the New York Knicks, dump their head coach. We were close, but we want to win it all. Dallas Stars dumped their head coach. We were close. Not going to win it all. It's also because I guess Bowles is such a nice guy, but like McDermott, defensive background, no involvement with the offense, no offensive play calling, no working with the quarterbacks. But I don't see Atlanta, Carolina, or New Orleans coming to get him. You know, the Bucs won this division by losing both games to the Falcons last year. What does that tell you about Raheem Morris and what's going on in Atlanta? I understand they switched to Michael Penix. As it stands on Hard Rock Bet, as of this morning, Bucs win total 9.5. You can go either way. It's a pick 'em. So basically, they're saying, yeah, we think the Bucs are a 9 or a 10-win team. Falcons win total 7.5. The over is favored. So there is some love for the Falcons. I can't do it. I don't see it. The Bucs' overall talent level is better, despite them, like Washington, like Philly, not having enough coming off the edge. That's why they brought in Hassan Reddick. It shows you how Reddick could impact the Bucs' fortunes. Atlanta's corners aren't good. Atlanta doesn't rush the passer well. The interior of their defensive line isn't very good. It's a lot to ask of Michael Penix to elevate the Falcons past the Buccaneers. And are the Falcons really going to beat the Bucs twice this year? Probably not. It's an important year for Carolina, but I just don't. They have the offensive-minded head coach. They have the young quarterback who took major steps in year two. Where's the rest of the talent? Chuba Hubbard's a good running back, and Canales is going to give him the ball plenty. But Canales and Dan Morgan have now drafted wide receivers 2 years in a row. Jalen Coker starts the year injured. Defensively, they may be as bad defensively as any team in the league. That's not going to win a division. And New Orleans is in arch madness. I've already done an entire podcast saying every team New Orleans beats this year could have a new head coach next year. Keep an eye on that every game. And it starts with the opener. If New Orleans is a home dog, upsets the Arizona Cardinals, I promise you Jonathan Gannon will not be back next year. He may not be back even if he wins that game 40-0. Just saying. So there's the five I feel pretty good about. It's chalky, but I want to be accurate. Bills, Ravens, Texans, Eagles, Bucks. As far as the other three divisions, this is the best I can do for you. I don't think Detroit will win the NFC North. They have gone from upstart, leading the NFC title game, blowing that game to the 49ers, to number one seed last year, right? Roll through the regular season, 15-1. At one point, right? Something like that. 15-1 in quote unquote meaningful games. Get the bye week. And then Dan Quinn out Dan Campbell. The Lions weren't ready for it. They weren't prepared. The Lions have now lost their last two playoff games. Dan Campbell has lost his two invaluable coordinators. You know, the Eagles went down this road a few years ago where they lost both coordinators and the people who replaced them failed. I think you've got that scenario here with the Lions. And it's not like the Lions have a real cushion in this division like, say, Buffalo does or like, say, Houston does. They're not. Green Bay was a playoff team last year. Minnesota was a playoff team last year. It's not like Minnesota got worse, and Green Bay certainly didn't get worse. And the Bears now have Ben Johnson, and the Bears upgraded significantly. Detroit still has a lot of talent, but this just in, Minnesota has talent. Green Bay has talent, and it's young, and now it has Micah Parsons. Minnesota, offensive head coach. Play caller, works with quarterbacks. Green Bay, offensive coach, play caller, works with his quarterback. Chicago, offensive head coach, works with his quarterback, play caller, game planner. Dan Campbell's none of those things. Dan Campbell's act could be wearing a little thin here, could be exposed. Someone's coming to get Detroit. I'll leave you to pick the team. Before the Micah Parsons trade, I said it was Green Bay. So I still feel that way after the Parsons trade. Some think Minnesota. I'm not ready to get there with J.J. McCarthy. Need to see him healthy. Need to see him play. I can't pick Minnesota to win a division. I've never seen J.J. McCarthy play one snap, meaningful snap in an NFL game. Bears, you know, to a lesser extent, they have a little bit of that Jets history of they've never had a 4,000-yard quarterback. They got the right coach. Now, let's see if Caleb's the right quarterback. They got good corners. They beefed up the offensive line. I think one guy they brought in on the offensive line is very, very overrated. But I'll just leave it like this. Detroit will not win the NFC North. They're not going to be the number one seed. They're not going to win the NFC North, and I think they'll go one and out in the playoffs. Jared Goff is very defensive. Why does everybody think I can only quarterback with a Ben Johnson system? Because in Detroit, the numbers say that was the case. You did quarterback well in a McVay system, and then he concluded, you're not our guy. And then the Rams went to the Super Bowl without you by getting Matt Stafford. Let me say this about Not as strongly. I'm strongly telling you, I don't think Detroit wins the NFC North. I think it'll be Green Bay, but if you want to pick Minnesota, go for it. I don't know if the Bears can get there this year, but they're coming. AFC West, this is the year someone can come get the Chiefs. Right? They have been, I talk about all this chalk. Kansas City has been the constant. They either win the Super Bowl, they play in the Super Bowl, they play in the AFC title game, they host the AFC title game, right? I think this is the year that can be challenged. The division is upgraded top to bottom. Let's start at the bottom with Las Vegas. They're better. Pete Carroll makes them better. Head coach who knows what he's doing, whether you like him or not. Highest paid offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly off a national championship with Ohio State. Chip Kelly knows offense. Geno Smith. Pete Carroll knows Geno Smith. That upgrades the quarterback position. I'm not saying it's Patrick Mahomes, but it's better than what you had. They drafted Ashton Jeanty. The offensive line might not be good enough for Jeanty to do big things yet. They have Brock Bowers. He did big things last year. It's still not the overall talent level, you know, beyond Max Crosby on the defensive side, but they're better. That's why their win total at 6.5, people are betting it over. They're basically saying the Raiders might be a 7 or 8 win team. That's not enough to win the division, but it's better. Then you move up to the two playoff teams last year that lost in the first round. This team had 3 playoff berths. Chargers are better. Granted, they lose Rashawn Slater for the season. They flip Joe Alt. Harbaugh knows how to win games. He does. Chargers are going to run the ball. They drafted a new running back to do it. They brought in a new backup running back to do it. I don't think Justin Herbert can do it. I've come around to those who said for the last couple years, Justin Herbert doesn't have it. I now agree with them. And that's why I can't put the Chargers winning this division, even though presumably it's easier for Justin Herbert because Greg Roman calls so many damn running plays. What do you really have to do, Justin? As a quarterback, you have to do less than every other quarterback in the NFL because you're turning around and handing the ball off more than any other quarterback in the NFL. And you failed miserably in that playoff game against the Houston Texans. D'Amico Ryans was ready for you. Despite early opportunities to build a big lead, didn't do it. Houston got their act together, won that playoff game. I thought it was very telling. So that brings us, Kansas City's talent level is still very good. Funny, they're not particularly strong off the edge like a lot of perceived very good teams. Tampa Bay's not strong there. Philly's not strong there. Baltimore's okay there. Washington's not good there. Kansas City went out to try to redo that offensive line. I just worry about the offensive weaponry. Okay. I'll give you that they've done this before. After the Bucs beat the hell out of them in Super Bowl 55, they went out, they redid the offensive line. They actually lost the Bengals in the AFC title game the next year. Then they went on their run, win Super Bowl, lose Super Bowl. So let's say they're retooling of the offensive line works nearly as well as it worked when they redid it from after losing Super Bowl 55. Okay. Kelsey's not Kelsey anymore. That's not what it was. I'm looking for a running back that excites me. Pacheco's still coming off a broken leg. No one was comparing him to Derrick Henry in the first place. He might not even be James Cook or Chase Brown. So you re-sign Clyde Edwards-Helaire? That to me is desperate. I even think the Chiefs should trade for Ramondre Stevenson. But that's Ramondre Stevenson. Not an all-pro. Wide receiver, no Rashee Rice first six games, and he's coming off an injury. Xavier Worthy, better than I thought. But is he, can he do Justin Jefferson things? Can just Xavier Worthy be enough? Hollywood Brown, don't give me that. I know he's only, what, 27, 28 years old. But he hasn't done enough where I say, yeah, there's enough offensive weapons around Mahomes to get this done. Mahomes can only do so much. This was a team last year that couldn't get to 30 points. Just beefing up the offensive line, which was exposed by the Eagles, I don't know that that changes that. They won a lot of close games last year. To me, that's a very good thing. It doesn't mean you're vulnerable, but you got to score more in this league. And I don't know that they will. So I think Denver could come get the Chiefs. Denver's got top 10 overall talent in the NFL. One of the best DBs back there. Strong off the ball linebacker. Solid at interior defensive tackle. Like the offensive line. Do they have enough offensively around Knicks? Okay, I'll play that game with you. Sean Payton, Super Bowl coach. Andy Reid, Super Bowl coach. Not saying Bo Nix is Patrick Mahomes, but Nix had a strong rookie season. Seems to know how to play the position. Broncos have new options at running back who catch the ball out of the backfield, presumably get yards after contact. They still have Cortland Sutton. Mims could be poised for a jump as a wide receiver too. They bring in Evan Engram. The perception there is that helps them. I have no pick in this division. I'm not picking Kansas City because I think Denver can come get him. Maybe I'm wrong on the Chargers and Justin Herbert and the run game can just be that damn good. Chargers corners aren't great. Their defensive tackles aren't great. They're a talented team though. I mean, Kansas City, the Chargers and Denver are basically all almost right there, top 10 level overall talent. You've got Super Bowl coaches running all three teams. I just don't think Kansas City's going to win as many close games as they did last year because I don't think they can score enough to do that. So I'm not picking Kansas City to win the AFC West. I think Denver could do it. Maybe the Chargers. But I don't feel strong about the Chiefs winning the division. I don't think it's a given. And flip a coin on Niners and Rams. Last year I gave you the Rams as an underdog to win the division. They're an underdog again. Niners at 10.5 wins, minus 110 either way. Rams at 9.5 wins. The over is favored. So this is close. I want to buy into the Seahawks, but the overall talent level isn't there yet. I don't know that we know for sure who their number one quarterback is by the end of the season. I'm not sure we know who their number one running back is. So there's some evaluation going on here. New offensive coordinator, again, Mike McDonald, defensive background at head coach. I like Seattle a hell of a lot more than I like Arizona. And what's funny is they both have the same win total at 8.5. People are betting Arizona over the 8.5. To me, that's wrong. People are betting Seattle under the 8.5. I think Seattle's better than Arizona. I don't think they're yet division winner worthy. this might be the last John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are trying to keep that championship window open in San Francisco, right? From when they lost Super Bowl 54. 2 years later, they lose the NFC title game to the Rams. Then they get back to what? Super Bowl 58. They lost that what in overtime? This feels like it. The overall talent level of the Niners is down. The salary cap hit them. Ayuk's coming off injury. Debo is gone. They don't have great corners. They don't have the interior defensive tackle that you want to push opposing offenses in the middle, scare them away from running dive plays. Good off the edge. Good at off-ball linebacker. A healthy McCaffrey would help. What do you have with wide receivers? I think Purdy is capable. I think it's a coin flip. If you're going to tell me Stafford can play all 17 games, I'll take the Rams again. I will. I know they have offensive line questions, but I think McVay can work with that. But to me, that's a coin flip. So to summarize, I feel good about five. Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Philly, Tampa Bay. I feel good saying to you, Detroit isn't going to win the NFC North. I'd take Green Bay. You can take whoever you want. I think Kansas City is vulnerable this year. I don't think that's a Super Bowl team or a team that can get the number one seed. Someone can come get them in the AFC West this year. I want to believe it's Denver. It might be the Chargers. I could be totally wrong, and the Chiefs could go friggin' 14-3. But I don't see the offense improved, even if the line is improved in terms of scoring points. And I think it's a coin flip based on injuries. Is McCaffrey healthy or not? Is Stafford healthy or not? Is Puka healthy or not? With the Niners and the Rams. Seattle's not ready. Arizona's going to hit the reset button. It's a coin flip there. I guess I'd take the Rams. But it's really close. It's not as strong as I felt about the Rams last year. That's the best I can do. Do with it what you will. We'll replay the tape at the end of the year if it was any good. If not, we'll burn the hell out of it. The Todd Wright Toddcast, sorry for being so verbose and for so long, is presented by Brandon Legal Group, Pin Chasers, and Plantation Palms Golf Club. Thanks for listening.